we are lucky enough in Oklahoma to have access to quite a few different kinds of steaks and different qualities of steaks. The three cuts, the three grades are prime, choice, and select. And so prime is your top level, and only about 3% of steaks are graded at that level. And that really has to do with a lot of marbling, so a lot of fat that's spread out in tiny little lightning bolts throughout your steaks. And the reason for that is fat is a lot of times flavor. So when you're cooking those steaks, that fat's going to melt, and it's going to bring a lot more flavor to those steaks. There are, and you can find prime steaks at a couple of different retailers, but a lot of those are taken by restaurants. That said, you can get what they call upper two-thirds choice at most nice meat markets, and that is a very it's just below prime quality, but it's also going to cost you a good amount less, and it still has good marbling. And then from there, really what they said was just you have to understand how cooking works, and it's weird, but so many people they get so nervous about cooking a steak, or they're so mystified by the process that they make some really big missteps early on. You know, one thing, especially with a thick steak, that you want to do is you want to take it out of your fridge and let it sit for a while on the counter and come up to room temperature. The heat that cooks a steak has to penetrate through the outside all the way in, and so if you want it to cook evenly, you can't have something that's frozen on the inside and blazing hot on the outside. Usually a little bit of salt and pepper is about all they call for, although if you want to experiment with some different rubs, different ingredients, one thing that I came across is brown sugar. Brown sugar is pretty popular. You don't want to use just too much, but it will the sugar helps break down some of the tougher fibers in the meat, and then helps the crust caramelize. And that's really a feature, I think, of high-end steaks that a lot of people see, and they kind of wonder why are my steaks coming out gray, you know, when they really want that kind of beautiful mahogany marbled really great crust on the outside. So
last time you took us through how to make the right breakfast, do you hope this is kind of how to make the best dinner?
I think that steak is, for a lot of people, a delicacy. I know it is for me. I can't afford to go out and have a steak all the time. But one of the things that I kind of came across is, you know, if you look at how much meat you're actually supposed to have per serving, most of the steak places around here start at about double the amount that you're supposed to have. I think you're supposed to have 3 or 4 ounces of red meat in a meal, and most of them start at 7 and can go all the way up to, you know, over a pound easily. And so I think that if people learn how to cook steaks at home and learn how to buy the right steak and figure out what works for them, they will be able to control their portions a little bit better, and save a little bit of money too, and maybe get to enjoy the thing that so many of us love a little more often.